This graphic on the slide shows again the EDM sending out the transmitted wave in blue with the phase angles indicated as before. And then the signal goes off to the retroprism and returns. When it returns, here in the dashed red line, we see the phase angles. But notice that the return signal does not come back exactly in phase with the transmitted wave. Now the key element here is that the EDM generates a wave that is exactly the same as the wave it transmitted and sort of keeps it at home in the circuits of the EDM so that it can compare the reflected wave, the returned wave, with the signal that it has in its own circuits, which is exactly the same as the wave it transmitted. Now, by comparing the return wave, the one here in the dashed red line, with the exact replica of the transmitted wave in the blue, it can determine how much the return wave is phase shifted or out of phase with its original transmitted wave. Now, when it can do that comparison and get that value, the distance between the EDM and the reflector is then indicated by this formula here. Rho equals N, the number of full wavelengths of the modulated carriers completed, plus D, the fractional part at the end, divided by 2. Why divided by 2? Because, of course, in this particular case, the two-way ranging, the signal has traveled the distance twice, going out and coming back.